It is one element in a process that Professor Barry Popkin has called the nutrition transition, which has happened all over the world as countries undergo economic development and has transformed how and what people eat almost everywhere. There has been a shift from meals to snacks, from savory to sweet, from local homemade dishes to the same homogenized ultra-processed foods made by multinational food companies. This nutrition transition has seen a fall in the rates of global hunger, but it has also ushered in a vast rise in the prevalence of diet-related diseases, ranging from type 2 diabetes to heart disease, depression, asthma, and some forms of cancer. In recent years, the concept of malnutrition has changed to include obesity as well as absolute hunger. In middle-income countries such as Brazil, rising numbers of people are both under- and over-nourished at the same time, suffering from a surfeit of calories but a dearth of the crucial micronutrients and protein our bodies need to stay healthy. The question is whether it is possible to retain the prosperity of the nutrition transition while moving towards a less destructive economy of food. The problem cannot be fixed without radical government intervention. Healthy food needs to be made the affordable, available, and normal option. This reform is all the more urgent in the wake of the war in Ukraine, the world's fifth largest wheat exporter, which will push the price of basic staples to unaffordable levels for many households. But while we wait for this structural reform to happen, what can we as individuals do to eat in happier and healthier ways? One suggestion is that we start trusting our own senses more, and the slogans on food packets less. The food writer Michael Pollan once said, "If you're concerned about your health, you should probably avoid food products that make health claims." Why? Because a health claim on a food product is a good indication that it's not really food, and food is what you want to eat. When you really pay attention to what all five senses are telling you about food, you might automatically start to eat in a different and more pleasurable way. You might eat less, but appreciate what you're eating more. You reconnect with your own body and its relationship with food. At least, this has been my experience. I notice that when I am cooking, if I breathe in all the scents and sights of the cooking process, I feel nourished by them before I even sit down to eat.